Fortnite has a complicated history when it comes to adding new modes to their game. Originally, Fortnite's Save the World was the main mode. However, after Battle Royale just became more successful, they focused all their effort into that mode and just left Save the World to die in a ditch. They dabbled in making some LTMs, but never full-on new modes, until 2023 when they added LEGO Fortnite, Fortnite Festival, and Rocket Racing. These modes were completely separate from Battle Royale, having nothing to do with the main mode, which was interesting to say the least. As a result of these modes not really having a whole lot of content that would appeal to the main audience of Battle Royale, these modes had varying levels of success. However, on June 22nd, 2024, Fortnite released its best mode to date, that being Fortnite Reload. Yeah, you heard me. Best mode to date. This mode is phenomenal and is my new favorite mode, even better than VR. Obviously, if I'm going to explain why this mode is so good, I'm going to have to first explain the concept of the mode itself. Reload is basically if Call of Duty's Resurgence was good. Basically, take a Fortnite map, shrink it down to a quarter of the size, and boom, you have a Fortnite Reload map. Also, just make it so that if your squad stays alive, you'll stay alive. If you happen to die, but your squad or teammates are still alive, then you'll be able to reboot within a couple seconds. How long it takes you to reboot depends on how many enemies your team kills, how late in the game it is, how many actions your team does. It's a lot of differing factors, but mainly it'll only take you around 12 seconds to spawn back in. But after that, you're basically good, the only drawback being that you don't have any more loot. If you're playing solos because you have no friends, you'll have 2 reboots, but after that, you'll have no more with no chance of getting any back. We'll get into that later. So before I get into actually talking about the gameplay loop, I first want to talk about the maps, the 3 that they have as of recording this video. The 3 maps are Venture, Oasis, and Slurp Rush. So let's get into the obligatory Fortnite Reload maps tier list. Woo! Venture, easy S tier. It takes the Chapter 1 map, condenses it all, creates some new POIs. It's a phenomenal map. It was the OG one that first got added. It's just amazing. Oasis, A tier. I like some of the POIs there, but it's really hard on the eyes, and some of the POIs basically shouldn't be POIs. Like, what the hell is Adobe Adobe? Slurp Rush, S tier. Phenomenal map, my favorite so far. It takes the Chapter 2 map and takes all of the open space, which was one of the main criticisms for that map, and completely throws it out the window to give us a phenomenal reload map. This tier list is my personal way of saying that every single map is really, really good, which is going to segue perfectly into why the gameplay of this mode is so good, because the map is a major player in that. Since you're going to be constantly dropping on this map, you're probably going to go to the major POIs because of how much loot there's going to be there, since after you die, you're not exactly going to be stocked up on loot. Because of this, it creates an infinite cycle of constant fighting and constantly having to try to find new loot, running away, trying to heal. It's constant action, and it's so much fun. When Reload first came out, a lot of people were complaining that, oh, it was too sweaty, but that's kind of the point. This map is a lot smaller than your average BR map. There's a lot of different mechanics that go into it becoming a more sweaty BR. In Battle Royale, after you're done fighting in the early game, it's basically a walking simulator until the last, like, 5 people, and then you get into some actually good action. That's not to say that Battle Royale isn't special in its own kind of way, however, Reload just takes the boring parts of Battle Royale and just completely removes them. There's no boring mid-game, there's no, like, 2 minutes where you're having to walk from one POI to another in order to get into the circle. Since the circles are so close, it doesn't really feel like you're actually having to travel that much because it's just a natural part of you moving across the map. Also, the loot pool in here is absolute perfection. It takes a bunch of different weapons from every single Fortnite chapter, throws them all together, and it makes a phenomenal loot pool. You might think to yourself that by combining all of these different elements of Fortnite's past, it feels like a bunch of random hullabaloo and it doesn't come together that nicely, but it does. And that's another aspect of what I think makes this mode so great, is how much it celebrates Fortnite's past. Whereas seasons like Fortnite OG OGE or Chapter 2 Remix do celebrate a certain era of Fortnite, they don't celebrate Fortnite as a whole. But this mode, taking a bunch of different old maps and sort of condensing them while also making them fresh and exciting and throwing in a bunch of different weapons from different chapters, some of the best from those chapters, it just makes for a phenomenal loot pool and a phenomenal experience to play on. And as corny as this sounds, how fast-paced and exciting and adrenaline-inducing Reload is, it really just feels like a party. Let's be honest here, which map do you have more fun dropping Tilted Towers on? The OG map or Reload? Now, as much as I'm glazing this mode is not perfect, as much as I think it is. For one, I think this mode would heavily benefit from Siphon, especially in solos. While Battle Royale doesn't have any Siphon, I feel like Reload would heavily benefit from it because you're doing way more fighting than you are in BR. For example, I average about 5 to 6 kills in BR, but I average about 14 to 15 kills in Reload. So, even though there are less players with how much fighting you're doing, you're going to need to heal way more often, especially with how much you're going to be fighting within a short amount of time, you're going to need to take those opportunities to heal and heal up to your absolute max. In teams, this isn't really that hard because multiple people can carry some heals, you know, you can have one guy who just carries a bunch of chug splashes or something, but in solos, it is incredibly hard to heal. And what I find extremely funny is the fact that the game acknowledges the fact that you need to heal more often because every single time you kill someone, it'll drop 2 mini shields no matter what is in their inventory. So the game acknowledges the fact that you need to heal more often, but doesn't just give you the heals right off. I feel like that makes no sense to me. While we're on the topic of solos, why don't we talk about the fact that you can't gain any more reboots in solos? I feel like that should be some sort of thing that you can do. I don't know how they would implement it. If I had to guess, like maybe every couple kills you get a reboot, I feel like that would be a fair trade-off. Not every single kill, that would be absolute chaos. And that's really all the complaints that I have for Reload. I genuinely think this is a near-perfect mode. Every single time one of my friends has said to me, yo, let's hop on Reload, I've always said yes. There's never been a single time where I've said, nah, I really don't want to play. Another thing that I want to say is this mode is rarely updated. And this isn't me saying that I expect them to add a new map every single week, that's overkill, but I think that they don't really update the game a whole lot, that it shouldn't have this big of a player base, but it does. And I feel like that's just a testament to how good the gameplay loop is. With that being said, thank you guys so much for watching to the end. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to leave a like and also subscribe, because if I hit 20k by 2026, I'll get a low taper fade. 25k seems unrealistic. We're dropping the sub goal, baby. Also, please use code LilSmurf in the Fortnite item shop. It helps support the channel a lot, and I would really appreciate it if you guys did so. If you've made it this far, comment down below your favorite aspect of Fortnite Reload or why you don't like Fortnite Reload. I like reading your guys' comments. That's all I really wanted to say. With that being said, I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace out. LeBron, LeBron, LeBron James. LeBron, LeBron, LeBron James. LeBron, LeBron, LeBron James. LeBron, LeBron, LeBron.